in my Perek Vav Mishnah Ches continues two subjects brought up in the previous Mishnah. First of all, the concept of partners who co-own a field and have to divide the produce between them. And second of all, the idea of Bereira. The previous Mishnah did not allow for Bereira, the concept that the chalik that you get was always destined to be yours, and so we can treat it as yours from the beginning. Our Mishnah, however, does allow for Bereira, because unlike the wine case in the previous Mishnah, our Mishnah has different circumstances. The Mishnah begins, Shnayim Shekiblu Sadeh Ba'arisus. Two people are both sharecroppers on a field. Osha Yarshu, or they both co-inherited the field. Osha Nishtatfu, or they became partners in the field. All three cases have the same halacha. Yachal Hu Lomar, the one partner or inheritor can say to the other one, Tol Ato Chitim Sheba Makom Ploni, Vani Chitim Sheba Makom Ploni. You take the wheat that is standing in one part of the field, and I'll take the wheat that is standing in a different part of the field. Or, Ato Yayin Sheba Makom Ploni, Vani Yayin Sheba Makom Ploni. You take the wine that is in such and such a place, and I will take the wine that is in a different place. The idea here is that as long as the crops are still standing and attached to the ground, when you make that division, Bereira does apply. And he can say, that section of the field was always mine, and that section of the field was always his. That's why I'm not going to be responsible for his trumos and maestros. The same thing is true in the case of what the Mishnah is calling wine, but is really talking about the grapes that are still attached to the ground. If the wine, like the last Mishnah, had been mingled in one vat, that would be a different situation. The Mishnah continues, Avalo Yomar Lo Tol Atochitim Banis Orim, but he can't say, you take the wheat and I will take the barley. Tol ato yayin vani etol shemen. You take the wine or the wine grapes and I will take the oil or the olives that are going to make oil. When you have different species, especially if they are partners or if they're inheriting it, it's understood that each one inherited part of each different crop. As a result, if one partner gives the other guy all the olives while he keeps the grapes, it's considered a trade of olive for grapes. You can't then use Bereira. In fact, you can't even make such a deal because you're not allowed to trade Tebel and use it for some kind of business. As a result, you're not allowed to do such an arrangement and you'd be stuck. Perek Vav Mishnah Tes. Chaver va'am ha'aretz sheyorshu es avihem. In a similar situation, a chaver and an am ha'aretz who yarshin their father, their brothers, am ha'aretz who was also an am ha'aretz. So the father was an am ha'aretz, one of the brothers is an am ha'aretz, and one of the brothers is a chaver. Yachal hu lo mar lo, the brother who is a chaver and wants to do things properly can say to his other brother, Tol ato chitim sheva makom ploni, bani chitim sheva makom ploni. You take the wheat that was in one part of the field, I'll take the wheat in the other part. Ata yayin sheba makom ploni, vani yayin sheba makom ploni. You take the grapes that are in one part, and I will take the grapes in the other part. In fact, this is a very similar case to the previous Mishnah. If you make such an arrangement while everything is still attached, your Bereira will apply, and what's yours is yours, what's his is his, and you're not responsible for his maestros. Avalo yomar lo tol ato chitim vani saorim tol ato halach vani etol asayavesh. But you can't, as in the previous Mishnah, say you will take the wheat and I will take the barley. Once again, that would be considered barter. Also, tol ato halach, you take the wet, meaning produce that came into contact with liquid, so now it's heksher l'tumah, vani etol asayavesh, and I will take the dry, which is not susceptible to truma. The problem in that situation is, any produce they inherit that was already made wet, because the father was an am ha'aretz, you have to feel that that produce was probably made tameh. The chaver would much rather take the dry produce than the wet, because he can keep the dry produce, it's not tameh, he doesn't have to worry about that. But all he has to give is the trumos and maestros for demai. The wet produce, however, he can't. But because in this situation he is trying to transfer out the undesirable stuff to the am ha'aretz and keep the desirable for himself, But in the case where you have to worry that maestros and truma were not taken, he cannot make such a deal, just like he couldn't make the other deals. And as a result, he's stuck with half of each, and will have to dispose of it and consider it tameh.